Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
NBA announced the five finalists for the inaugural Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Social Justice Champion Award. Carmelo Anthony, Harrison Barnes, Tobias Harris, Drew Holiday, and Juan Toscano-Anderson are your finalists. We'll talk more about that later in the program. I'll also talk about my disappointment with NBC Sportsnet Northwest. Just disappointing. And I'm disappointed in them, and I'll tell you why later in the show. We'll go to Corvallis next. Nick Daschle of the Oregonians been on campus at Oregon State today. What the heck's he doing there? Daschle joining us. Daschle, what's the scene on campus there? What's it like? Are students milling around yet, or is it just feel kind of empty like a Star Trek episode?
Well, if I open the window to my – I'm sitting out in the parking lot next to Valley Center. If I open my window, you'd probably hear a lot of music and stuff coming from the stadium because they're doing a lot of graduation today. I don't know if it's the whole school or one particular group of students, but yeah, a lot of graduation going on today.
We watched in the last 24 hours, Pat Casey to LSU got some momentum, then not so much now. It looks like he's probably not going to LSU. I know he has a great relationship with his kid and he likes the community at Corvallis. Do you think Pat Casey coaches again somewhere someday?
I kind of think it's 50-50. I mean, it's hard just for a guy like that just to completely shut it down. What was he, age 58, I believe, when he retired? I mean, I think it's 50-50. I don't know if LSU was the right situation or not, but I could definitely see him do, trying it again, and I don't know the money is the driving force on this. I think it's more of a, you'll look at a situation and see if that's somewhere where he could be successful, and because if you can do it at Oregon State, you could do it at a lot of places.
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of people are watching Mitch Canham, who is now the coach at Oregon State, and comparing him to Casey, but Casey, when he was out of the gates at Oregon State, kind of went sideways for a while before he got it together. Is this just kind of a growth curve for Mitch Cannon? He's doing all right, but, it's not fair, I don't think, to compare him to Casey.
Oh, my God. I mean, people act like Pat Casey took him to the College World Series every year, and this is a, losing in the regional finals is a step down. I mean, there were plenty of years when Oregon State, was just okay in baseball under Pat. I mean, they were, it was a really good program, but I mean, it's hard to win year in and year out. And, I'm sure Mitch has got his own, his own ideas on the group of players he wants. And last year didn't do him any favors, with COVID. And this is really his first year he's been able to coach the team. And, I really think his only, the only issue is that, Oregon was in the same situation and they came out of the gates pretty good this year. So I think that there's a little bit of that, but you got to give a guy like Mitch, 2-3 years to get his own guys in there to see what he can do. They were decent this year given the youth on the team and, what they had. I think the future looks pretty bright for Oregon State baseball, actually.
Nick Daschle of the Oregonian with us. Oregon State came out with this name, image, likeness announcement this week that I think went over the top of the heads of a lot of people. I didn't quite understand it at face value either. It looks like it could be a recruiting angle. Looks like they're buying in full force, trying to be at the front of the curve. What's going on with name, image, likeness and what Oregon State's doing?
Well, I spent about an hour in Scott Barnes' office today talking to him about a number of things, and that was, you know, one of the issues was the nil, and yeah, part of it is being proactive. I mean, you know it's coming. You can either embrace it or not. And Oregon State is choosing to embrace it in part because it's what they think is fair for athletes. But two, it can be a good recruiting tool if you do it right. And Scott said that they're going to have to put some resources into this thing to oversee everything that's going on. But it's just not about money either for the athletes. It's about, building a brand, how they'll have people involved in showing athletes how to build their brand on social media and things like that. So it's not just a matter of, a bunch of athletes are going to put, six figures in their pocket every year just because, nil has come around. I think they just want them to be able to have the opportunity to come out of Oregon State really prepared for life beyond, football or whatever sport they're in, and in terms of, branding themselves and knowing how to get into the business world.
Nick Daschle with us. I think that is appealing. You got now a transfer, big news today, Oregon State getting Sam Noyer. We talked to him just earlier on the show today. Where do you see Sam Noyer fitting in the quarterback room at Oregon State?
Well, obviously he's a factor. He's got 5 years of experience, and he'll be the, I believe he's 6'4". He'll be the tallest, the tallest player on the quarterback roster. But he's a big guy with some experience. I don't think it'll take him long to learn what they're going to do, particularly since he knows Brian Lindgren and what Brian likes to do. So, it's just going to add another layer of intrigue to this quarterback battle that's coming here in August. It was wide open going into August, and this just makes it even more interesting.
Yeah, and I look at that room and I go, look, Tristan Jebbia's got the injury. We just don't know where he's going to be. That makes me a little nervous. Chance Nolan, I like him, but I'm not totally sold on him as a starter in week one, but I think the room just got fortified, and Sam Noyer's a baller. I keep saying that on the show today, but he's trucking linebackers.
Yeah, I mean, with Noyer, it just gives you more reason to think that whoever ends up starting against Purdue is going to be a pretty good quarterback, because they're going to have to be pretty salty to win the job. And so, I don't see a lot of doubt. I mean, Sam's here for a year, and they need guys to throw in practice, and they certainly can use his experience. I mean, really, outside of Jebbia starting, he started, five games in his career, and Nolan's got three starts. I mean, that's the extent of the starting experience. So, Sam comes in as the most experienced quarterback on the roster.
Yeah, and I look at that Pac-12 experience, and now I start to go, okay, are you one step closer to being bowl eligible? We had talked about Oregon State's schedule. It's not easy. Some people say 4 wins, 5 wins. I now feel better about saying 6.
Yeah, and I talked to Scott about that a little bit today, too. At one point, obviously, I tried to pin him down. Is anything less than a bowl game, a successful season? Of course, he deferred to, we have to analyze everything, blah, blah, blah. But I got the sense from talking to him that, he thinks this is a team that's, got, I mean, I think he even termed it in, we think we're a bowl team or maybe even better. So what better is, I don't know exactly, but the expectations are pretty high down here. And I think there's reason to think that, there might be some reason behind that.
You talked to Scott Barnes. I talked to him. He's going to be on this show, I think, next week. I don't feel like I know him. He's one of these administrators who kind of keeps an arm's length. Is there any way to breach the exterior sort of executive appearance of Scott Barnes? Like, have you been able to drill down a little bit and get to know him as a person?
Well, a little bit. That was part of the reason I came down here today. I could have interviewed him on the phone, and that would have been fine. probably, but I just feel like anytime I can get in front of somebody like Scott, and you know, we probably talked for 10 or 15 minutes before the, you know, I turned on my recorder, just, you know, about personal stuff. And so, you know, I just, you know, nothing I would ever report on. I just, you know, I like to know a bit more about the guy. And I think, you know, little by little, you know, we're cracking him a little bit, but he's not, you know, and a lot of the athletic directors are like Scott. They're not going to, you know, totally reveal everything. Some are more personal than others, obviously, but, you know, Scott, I think Scott's warming up a little bit.
Nick Daschle, I appreciate you. Keep up the work. Rate him on Oregon Live. Follow him on Twitter. Hear him on this show. Nick Daschle drives.
Hey, one more thing. Look on Oregon Live today. Here, maybe an hour. So I got some news for Oregon State fans about a football scheduling situation.
Oh! Give us a little more. Tease us on the front. Like, what are we talking about? A new opponent, or what are we talking?
Something to do with the 2022 football schedule, I'll just say that.
2 years from now.
You know,
okay.
So it's coming. I tell you, but the Oregonian Oregon Live writes my check.
So. All right. When you post, shoot me a text, and then we'll talk about it on air, and we'll direct everybody to go read it.
That's great. Okay.
There it is. See? Win-win.
Thanks.
Nick Daschle of the Oregonian. See, that's why you come to the show. We are plugged in. Nobody else is plugged in. Everybody else is reacting to us. All right? I don't want to say that. Not everybody reacting to us. But we're plugged in at Oregon, Oregon State, Blazers, Timbers, Thorns, Winterhawks, Hops, Pickles. You know, the other stuff they've got first crack at. But the rest of it we're dominating on. Leave it here. The Culligan Water Cooler Report is next. I'm disappointed. I am. I'm disappointed in NBC Sportsnet Northwest. I had higher hopes. It is the subject of the Culligan Water Cooler Report. We're going to kick around the regional sports network that just never delivered.
Welcome to the Culligan Water Cooler Report. If we're talking about it, they'll be talking about it. Brought to you by Culligan Water Company.
NBC Sports Northwest, used to be Comcast Sportsnet Northwest, will soon disintegrate. I'm told they're going to shutter the doors at the regional sports network. It's a dead man walking, one industry insider told me. In large part because the Blazers decided to head to Root Sports in a widely reported regional television deal that will bring our state's NBA franchise into more households, most of those in Seattle. But I don't blame the Blazers for this one. I blame the regional sports network that had a full year head start. They had an exclusive negotiating period. They did not make a deal that was palatable. They could have had the Blazers. There was a deal there to be done, I'm told. But NBC Sportsnet Northwest just wasn't interested. It's part of the trend nationally as NBC Sportsnet is closing up a lot of those entities. But here's my thing. I think you deserved better. You, the listener of the show, the viewer, the sports fan in our state, you deserved better. We have 4.2 million residents in the state of Oregon. We deserve to have a regional sports network that can serve the Blazers, the Ducks, the Beavers, the Timbers, the Thorns, the Hops, the Winterhawks, Portland State, University of Portland, high school sports. There's a hungry audience for prep sports. Look, I was never a fan of this spoon-fed media coverage that NBC Sportsnet Northwest and Comcast Sportsnet or whatever it was called, they gave you this spoon-fed media coverage. It was not objective. It was pro-Blazers. They openly rooted for the team they pretended to cover. They dismissed employees who spoke or tweeted critically about the franchise. It was nothing resembling journalism, but it was content. And I do think there was a place for it in our state. I am disappointed that this thing's going to die. Now, they're not publicly announcing they're going to die, but that's what's happening here. Blazers signed a 4-year contract with Root. It's the end of a 14-year partnership. Went sideways. there was an early deal to be done, one industry executive told me this morning. Quote, it may not have been as lucrative, but it would have been better than a certain death. This is like one of those Greek myths, you know, like the fable of like the Greek mythology, Narcissus, who stared into a pond so long that he fell in love with his reflection and then he fell into the pond and drowned. Like, this is literally, they negotiated so shrewdly that they negotiated their own death. Like, they couldn't get a deal done. Now, I'm not here to bash them for misplaying their advantage, but I'm here to say, like, this state is big enough. Like, we're not Idaho, okay? We're not Wyoming. We're not North Dakota. We are big enough with 4 million plus residents to have our own damn regional sports network. The Blazers are going to root. That's fine. You'll be able to watch them. I'll find a way to watch them. But they're going to be positioned alongside the Mariners and the Kraken, and it shouldn't be that way. We should have had our own regional sports network that could serve all of the great entities in this state. Like, I don't think there's anybody more qualified to say that than the host of this show that airs statewide. There's enough going on here that we can talk about it, and we have enough programming to go day out and day in talking about the things that are going on. Now, Root, that's Seattle's network. That's not ours. Root told me today, they said, we're in five different states. I'm like, yeah, you are, but it's really Seattle heavy. And I don't blame the Blazers. They're going to be in like a million households, a lot of those in Seattle. It opens new households to them. I'm told they're now in discussions with Hulu and YouTube to explore streaming options. So that's going to make some nervous Blazer fans happy. But this is not a positive development in general. It's not good for the employees of NBC Sports Northwest. It's not good for viewers who could have enjoyed rich content that would have served the entire state's television audience. It's not good for any of us. And in 4 years, maybe somebody will crop up, or maybe Major League Baseball to Portland launches and suddenly a regional sports network makes sense again. But without the Blazers, NBC Sports Northwest, rest in peace, is a goner. Peter Sampson, Judah Newby, kick it around.
Well, I'm not surprised that it is. I mean, obviously, home of the Blazers, that's a big moneymaker. I'll finish up my TV evenings with the Trailblazers when they're on. And when I pop that thing on the next day, seeing some of the non-Blazers programming, you knew they were in a world of hurt. There's so much interesting stuff out there. Whatever we have that is interesting, they weren't airing it. And it's been obvious they've been in trouble for a while. If you ever watch a commercial break that's not during the Trailblazers, where they're running five promos and then one actual paid advertisement, you go, things aren't doing too well here.
Yeah. Judah.
Well, call me a softie, but my first thought goes to the employees there. I mean, we in the industry, we all know one another. You know, I see them posting on social media. I think there's a lot of really good employees. And JC, I'm in a different spot than you are.
Sure.
From the commentary standpoint. So I go more empathetic with the employees than anything else. And there's just really talented people there. That being said, yeah, I mean, absolutely, much of the coverage was skewed and biased, and you mentioned it yesterday, but it comes back to Neil in a lot of ways. I tuned out of so much of that coverage because I knew that Neil was you know, had his hands in it,
steering it.
People that said bad things about Neil got let go, like we all know. And frankly, I, you know, the coverage at the end of the season, they started to rip on the team a little bit. That was the breaking news to me. Once there were some people on NBC Sports Northwest talking negatively about the Blazers, I'm like, yeah, this is the last season that they're going to be on here because Neil won't let it happen otherwise.
They already knew. Yeah.
They knew that that was going to be it. They just couldn't say anything officially, and they were out the door. So I'm not surprised, but I'm with you, JC. Fans in this state deserved better. There's so much content to put on TV locally, to produce it well, to cover it well, that we could have done it on that platform if the right leadership had been in place.
Yeah, and I agree with you too. Like, I think there's a place in our state for a regional sports network. And like, I would never pretend that I was competing against NBC Sports Northwest, because I really wasn't. They had the pom-poms out and they were kind of pushing the pro team agenda, but that happens in every market. And I think the viewer is tuned into that. And so now I feel like there's an absence there. And I think that the entities that really get hurt are places like the Hops, the Ducks, the Beavers, the shoulder programming that kind of went around all the games that sort of just gave a little more depth to our state. So I hope it comes back in some form or some fashion, but I'm disappointed.
How about me, you, Edsel, Jim Edsel, Samson, we all start our own TV network.
Let's do it. We'll get the studio fire. I got the studio at home. We got the HD cam.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Buried,
we are ready.
Barrett and Cheek, yeah,
all
let's
right,
do it.
Guys, I'm going to do what we don't do in baseball. We're throwing a no-hitter right now. Stick around.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.